All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Yo-ho-ho! And a warm-hearted greetings for all sailors around the world! This be a slightly frostbitten Jonas Squidley, welcoming ye to the chillin' and thrillin' cold-hearted adventure, part 5. Oh, pardon me, mates. I seem to be catching a bit of a cold, I mean. But don't you worry. It's not the contagious kind, at least over the airwaves. Well, mates, in today's adventure, Captain Patch leads the crew in a dangerous sled race down the mountains to beat the roaring avalanche. But a sneaky surprise awaits the crew when we meet up with a mysterious Dr. Jack Frost. And his intentions will chill ye to the bone. So button your jackets and then your sleds for a narrow escape that leads us to the frozen realm of ice cool.
Quick, mates, the avalanche is almost here. Everybody grab a sled and shove off.
Aye, aye, Captain. Here we go.
Sardines.
Hurry up, PJ!
But Samo's gonna get buried!
Help! It's over my head!
We're out of time, PJ! Shove off! Follow me!
I'm coming, Captain! Whoa!
Hey! Wait for me! I can't fly that fast!
We'll meet you at the bottom, sissy!
Than skiing.
I can't believe how fast we're going.
Look at Klondike. He's sliding on his stomach, and he's not even using a sled.
Ah, yes. It's the old secret agent slide-a-rooting on the tummy routine. If I've done it once, I've done it 1,000 times.
Look out for that big rock, mates.
That was too close.
Cool.
Uh-oh. We're going over a cliff.
Here I come, mates. You're late.
Don't leave me behind. Yippee!
Pilot and crew, we're coming in for a landing. Oof. Thank goodness for a steel-reinforced tuxedo.
We're beating the avalanche.
I can't keep up. Does anybody know how we're gonna stop?
I hadn't thought about that.
Ice castle! Straight ahead!
Try to slow down, mates!
We're gonna ram right into it!
Hey, will you look at that? The big front doors are opening!
Would you believe we're going inside the ice castle? Or whatever it is?
Prepare to stop!
Be careful, mates!
Well, I'll be. The door's just closed, and they only missed us by that much.
We're locked inside.
I can't see a thing. It's pitch dark.
And it's freezing in here.
Now what are we gonna do?
There's only one thing we can do, mates. Pray.
You're right, Captain.
but sometimes I don't know. Who do I follow? Which way should I go? Who has the answer? You or you or you? Please someone tell me, what am I to do?
Ask, seek, knock, depend upon the Lord. Ask, seek, knock, depend upon the Lord. Ask, seek, knock, depend upon the Lord. I'm asking, seeking, knocking, just depending on the Lord. I'm asking, seeking, knocking, just depending on the Lord.
Lord, we've come a long way, and we need to find Celsius before it's too late. Please help us.
Captain, I think my eyes are starting to adjust to the dark.
Mine too, Princess.
Where's Sissy Seagull?
She must not have made it in before the doors closed.
Poor Zero was buried in the avalanche.
Boy, it's freezing in here, even for a penguin. Anyone care for an ice cream sandwich?
Klondike? Do you have any idea where we are?
I certainly do, Captain. We are in trouble, and trouble is my middle name. Don't worry about a thing.
This place kind of looks like an auditorium, and that looks like a stage over there.
Does anybody else see that big block of ice up on the stage?
I do, Princess. And it kind of looks like there's a person lying on top of it.
That's what I was afraid of.
Don't panic, sailors.
Captain, I think we may be dealing with the old petrified person frozen on a block of ice routine.
No.
What did you say, Farron?
No.
Farron, your voice just sounds different.
No, no.
I haven't said a word. It's that body. It's talking.
Let me out of here.
No. It's cool. I'm Celsius.
Celsius? It's him?
We found him.
Celsius, are you all right?
No. I mean, I'm cool.
But why are you lying on top of that block of ice? Barefooted.
Because it feels so good.
A chip off the old ice block, you might say.
Come on, Celsius. We've got to get you out of here.
No. Who are you?
Well, if it isn't the luck of the Irish, look what the north wind blew in.
Dr. Frost?
'Tis glad and delighted I am to see you, me lads.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Oh, me lads, did I neglect to tell you? Not only am I a wee bit of a scientist, I'm also a wee bit of an educator. Welcome to Ice Cool.
Ice Cool?
Aye, lassie, and a grand place it is.
Now, you snowflakes, let's do the ice cool cheer. Ice cool, ice cool, rah, rah, rah. Ice cool, ice cool, zis, boom, bah.
I'm the dude that's ruling schooling. That's the truth, no April fooling. Ridiculing, Sunday schooling. Come be cooling, ice cool.
I-C-E, C-R-O-O.
So it's the old double-cross your friends routine. And what exactly is your official capacity here, Dr. Double-Cross Frost?
It is me privilege and me good fortune to be called the Ice Principal.
Dr. Frost, if you wouldn't mind skipping some of the formalities, we just need to get Celsius back home as quickly as possible. We're afraid he might be developing a cold heart toward the Lord.
No.
Celsius, what's wrong with you? You're turning blue. You've got to be freezing.
No, I'm freezing, but I'm fine.
No, you're not. We've got to get you warmed up. This room is ice cold.
No, it isn't. It can get even colder, and it feels good.
Celsius, what's going on? Why are you looking at me like that?
Now, don't go getting yourself so worked up, lassie. He's a giving you the cold shoulder, and he's a glaring at you with a cold stare because his heart is almost completely cold. He's soon to be another satisfied graduate of Coldhartica High School. Now, let me show you something.
What's that funny instrument?
This is my cold heartometer. I just put it over Celsius' heart and watch.
His temperature, it's going down.
Celsius' heart is almost cold enough to graduate with honors.
Celsius, we're going to get you out of this. I care about you. You can't just give in to a cold heart.
No, I don't care.
God saved you so that you would care about him and others too.
What's going on in there? Captain, anybody, let me in.
Would you listen to that now? Sounds like your little seagull friend, Captain.
We're getting out of here, Jack. Now.
Oh, Cap, I wish I could help you, I do. But there's only one way out of here. And as luck would have it, the Bomb and Nibble Gnoman is guarding the door, he is.
Captain, I'm really getting cold.
I know, PJ, so am I. Jack, at least give us a little heat.
Listen to him, will you? Would you really be thinking we'd have any heater in ice cool? Having a cold heart is normal, here it is.
At least give my brother some warm clothes.
No, I want to be cold.
But you're only wearing that thin little black gown.
Aye, lassie, and a grand graduation gown it is.
Well, mates, the evil Dr. Frost has influenced Celsius to turn away from spiritual things and has almost made his heart completely cold. The Bible gives us clear instructions about our walking in God's path. In Deuteronomy 5, 32 and 33, we read, "Ye shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye possess." Now, here's an important announcement from all our crew just for you.
Greetings, mates. This is Christy Ann coming to you from the deck of the Jolly Roger, and I have some special news from Patch the Pirate. The entire library of Patch Adventure Music is now available to purchase through the web or by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. Just look for Today's Adventure. It's a must-have in your personal CD collection. Mom or Dad can log on at patchthepirate.org. Next, just click on Purchase. This link will take you to free information, broadcast with real audio, free coloring pages, and lots more. Click patchthepirate.org, or you can even call the crew at 1-800-GO-PATCH for more information about all of our children's recordings. From the airwaves to the webwaves, we're committed to reaching the world with Christ-honoring music. That's 800-GO-PATCH or www.patchthepirate.org. I hope you'll visit us today.
My brother's advice still protects me from sin. Decisions are black, white, or gray. I still hear these words of the voice of the wind. If there's any doubt, turn away. If it's doubtful,
sing along, matey.
The clock's been a-ticking away the past quarter hour, but it's been great to have you aboard, mates. Be at your stations this same time next week for the Chillin' and Thrillin' Part 6 of Cold Hardica Adventure! Ha 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 ha!